down here in Kapan Gimel, after the Afikoman, etc., it says, the Agia HaKorah, put the end on Vav. The Agia HaKorah, Sheifa Matzah, Yomar, Holach Ma'anya, Ad Manishtana. You say Holach Ma'anya till the Manishtana. The Amos says, the Yomar, the Lashon Shemivinim, and Lashon Vaktani. Or you Farish Lamarinya. You say in the Lashon that the women and the children could understand, or you explain it to them, the Chayin also really lundry, call our God the Lashon Vaz. He translates our God into the vernacular. They should be no Hanoshim Vaktan, nor they should understand them. Shabur points out, because firstly there's a mitzvah of the Gadot of the Mincha. Secondly, in Tamas Dalit, Shabur says, I'm Tof Ayin Gimel. Tof Ayin Gimel. Sif Tamas Dalit, Ki Shabino Hanoshim Shabigab Noshim Chayav Nitzah Laila, Vamir Tagodah, Kanal. When we're also Chayav Nitzah Laila, and Agodah, the Simon Tof Ayin Beis, the Gidab, and Lachin, Achiyo, Gamma Mishareset. Shetaytay is al shulchan, even the mishareset, saying the maid has to sit by the shulchan, v'tishma kol agoda, v'intzichas lachos batzeis lachos levashel, if she has to go outside to cook, akol tonim if she has to shmur me a kiddush. She has to hear the kiddush, v'agira, v'li omer, kol shalama, tikonet v'tishma. Adach ashiyat koshemi. However, this part is the most significant part, namely, v'li omer, kol shalama, kol shalama, kol shalama, kol shalama, kol shalama, kol shalama, and that even the Mishareth has to hear. Sha'arei Mishu Amar Shol Shizvar Ma'alol Lo Yodka. V'no'agim Shikam Koran Osam Shetishma Tzedev Asar HaMakas Shehid Yachal Yikor Al Mitzrayim. That the meaning is to call them also for the 10 Makas. K'dei V'hagim Zayim Kam Nisim Masak V'zbog V'shul Yisrael. I just read the top and Gimel Tzitz Amar Dalet. So I told you last time, I started talking about it, that the very famous Afchayim with Mechalim Tzimilitro Matzim Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, which applies only at Pesach night, and the mitzvah of Zechirat Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. Firstly, it's very fascinating. The Rambam counts only the mitzvah of Sipur. He does not count the mitzvah of Zechirat Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. And there's a lot of discussion about that, and we have a Sebastian that the Pasuk, Lamad Tzitzot, Yom Tzitzot Mitzrayim, Yukon Lechayachot, Zmachot Tzalayim, whether it's resolved in the night time, it's in the last mission of the first paragraph of Brachas. Maskirin Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim Alelo. Remember that? Amal Alelo Nazaya. Arayan Kibajim Shana. Mazuchisi Shityam Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim Alelo. Tachadosh Ben Zomra. Lamantiska Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim Alelo. Tachadosh Ben Zomra. We have to pass for Ben Zomra. That the mitzvah is Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. Mishayach Ben Bayom Ben Malayla. So the question is, what's the Chiddush then of the mitzvah of Sibir, Tiyat Mitzrayim, Dachim, let us say that. What Chiddush is there? So over the years, I heard from many different people, including Rav Soloveitchik, Amuvan, Rav Chaim Vizga, has a number of chilukim between the mitzvah of Sipur and the mitzvah of Zechira. Very fundamental chilukim. Some of them defined also in the sefer called Ma'aseh Nisim La'agadah. That's Agadah in the Sibir, called Ma'aseh Nisim. Rav Soloveitchik loved that Agadah. A lot of beautiful Torah and Agadah in that Agadah. For Mighty Nisim, that's an example. Anyway, so Abchaim said, distinction number one is that the mitzvah of Zechiyat Tziyat Mitzrayim, which comes of course from the Pasuk, Laman Tiskor, how are you making the mitzvah? Zechir Ba'alma. What does it mean, Zechir Ba'alma? Just any kind of remembering, even a fleeting memory, a transient memory of an evanescent nature is sufficient to the kind of mitzvah of Zechiyat Tziyat Mitzrayim. I mean, there's no text, etc. And that's simply a memory is sufficient. Mashek in Sipur, there we know that has to be Kalamad of the Sapat Yatisan Raisin Meshubach. The more you delve into it, the greater the praise. And it has to be Derech Shem of Shuba. And therefore that's what the Gemara says, Mishem Oben, Ishta Shalto, it's a vice and Sokhin, called about Makab Shalach as well, that it has to be dialogue, it has to be give and take. Maso Maton. And if a person has no wife, and you're by yourself, show the Ashrafah. That's what it says in the Raisa, you talk to yourself. I do that all the time. So therefore, I'm an expert at it. Anyway, they have a distinction between Sipur and Zechira. Zechira is a very general kind of Zechira. Sipur already is much more Mefura and much more Beribu. Secondly, the halacha is that, as the Gemara says, the whole Rabbi Shmuel, we pass in that besides the fact that the Derech Sheva Tshuva, Tzarpa Hasu Bidnus, who assigned the Shevach. First we begin with the nether part of the history of Klal Yisrael, how we were over there with the Zorah, and then how Hashem, in effect, ultimately saved us. That's part of the mitzvah of Sibir Tziyat Mitzrayim. Matzah Bignus, ומסיים בשבח, and obviously, this is the subject of Nachol, Rabbi Shmuel, whether that is Avod Vayino, is that the Gnus, the Gnai, Avod Vayino, Pav Mitzvayim, Yatev Hashem Mitzvayim, or it goes back actually further. Mitzchila, Hoda Ha-Mizor, Hoya Hoseinu, going back to where? The days of Terach. The Yachshav Kevon HaMachol, Avod Asu Baruch Hu. But Nachol seems to be, is the Geula, a physical Geula, if it's a Avod Vayino, which is one position. So then we're talking about the physical Geula. If you say that we begin from the Chila, we have the Zohar, I would say, no, we're talking about a spiritual Geula. Whatever the case is, we begin actually, we hold like Bolshitas, and we begin actually, Avonim Ayin, Vatzin Hashem, Mitzvayim, we also have as well, the Chila, we have the Zohar, I would say, we actually combine both into the context of our God. The second distinction between Sipur and Tekhila. The third distinction is that part of the mitzvah of Sipur is that we are obligated to be mitzvahed for the mitzvah alayla. The mitzvah Pesach, the mitzvah Matzor, the mitzvah Moror, in the mitzvah Zuchir HaTziyat Mitzrayim, there's no mention of any mitzvah alayla. Now, Shenki Dafet Sipur, the most important part of that Agadah, we just mentioned a second ago, is the statement that Gamliel Omer, Kosho Omer Shosh Avelu, the Pesach Yotzei Chavatzah, after Mr. Baruch Kotsi in Samach Dalit, that you have to translate it for Noshe, Mektani, everyone has to understand those standards, those phrases, and therefore that's an inherent part of the mitzvah of Sibu Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And most Rishonim assume that when Gamliel said, when Yotzei Chavatzah, what Tova Yenad Yotzei, we mentioned it already, Yenad Yotzei the Chavis HaGodah, that's the name of the Farish, and also there is a, cannot all Rishonim say like that. There is, however, a text in Sochim, who claims, and Zofar Rabban, the first character, the Asakas Bach of Muhammad Hashem, they both claim, Loyasa Kabasim is not guilty of the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Morah. If I don't say the particular passages that are associated with these mitzvahs, I'm not guilty of the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Morah. That's a tremendous finish. It's not the Pashup Shah. I ate the matzah. I ate the morah. Why should I not be guilty of the mitzvah of matzah? It says, Bola Matzah Yotza. Does it mention anything about the Sipur? No? So Kanirea, you are yotzei the mitzvah of Sipur. Just say, what's lacking? I'm sorry, you are yotzei the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. What's lacking is Sipur. But there is a text in Tzachim and the position of the Ramban, in the first parak, that they claim that, no, that in effect, even the mitzvah of Achilas Karim Pesach, or the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Achilas Morom, but still, part of this mitzvah of Sipur is saying over the mitzvah laila and explaining all the reasoning or the rationale for this for these mitzvahs. And now we have to say in Agoda that Maror al Shem Shemeru, Matzah al Shem Shapasa, etc. And all these different times that I mentioned here in Agoda, I wrote it down for myself, so that you see that that's part of the integral part of the mitzvah of Sipur. I'll just give you an example. We have perhaps something a bit of a similar nature. Maybe there's a famous Bach. The Bach claims, I think it's in the beginning of the Sittis. The Bach writes La Halacha, Mr. Brewer actually quotes it, but it also is relevant to the mitzvah Tfilin, and one other place is also relevant to the mitzvah Sukkah. The Bach claims, this is a tremendous chiddush what he says, it's not enough to be kind of mitzvah, but part of the Chiyum and HaTorah is to basically also include the Tamei HaMitzvah. Why is that so? Because to each of these mitzvahs, the Torah mentions the Tamei HaMitzvah. So if the Tamei HaMitzvah is Nichta Bikroch, which is mentioned in the Pasuk itself, then the Bach claims that part of the mitzvah is the telling over of the rationale, the reasoning behind the mitzvah. That's in the case of Tefillah. What does it say? L'mantiyah Torah Hashem b'ficha. Ki b'yot ha'tlokot tziach Hashem b'mitzvah. The Pasha d'yam n'bo. When it comes to Tzitzit, the Pasha d'shlach, what does it say over there? L'mantiyah Tiz-Kiru v'atisim etkol mitzvotsoy. That's the idea of Tzitzit. And then when it comes to Sukkot, there was the Pasuk saying, the man yed the Rosh Hashanah, the Pasha Nemar. The man yed the Rosh Hashanah, Kibat Sukkot, the Shabbat, the Yisrael, the Tzitzit, the Yerat Hatzoyim, and the Hashem Elokechem. So therefore, he claims that part of the mitzvah is the Tana mitzvah as well. So it's not enough to go ahead and fulfill these mitzvahs, you also have to be cognizant of the Tana mitzvah when you are in fulfillment of the mitzvah. To think about the Maitza mitzvah. That's the Chizish Gomba mode. Because the Pashup Shat, even though it's true, the Torah mentions the Tam, but who says you have to also include the thinking of the Tam when you do the actual mitzvah, Tzitzis and Tefillin and Sukkah. And the fact of the matter is that The most assume, as I said, that when it comes going back to this of Numnil Talocha, when it says, Yotza means not Yotza Bechavos Agoda. That's what it means. Not Yotza Bechiv of Sipa. But there are two Rishonim, Tzeis and Tzochim, and then Ramban and Muhammad in the first paragraph of Rabban say otherwise. They say not just the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Achilas Pesach, and Achilas Mara. And they say that's a tremendous Kiddush, really, what these two Rishonim say. More Mustabir is what the Rambam says and what most Rishonim say, and the Ran also says in Sukkah, in At Yotzei, the Chiyav Vishlai Musa, what Chiyav are we talking about? The Chiyav of Chiyav Yisiyat Mitzrayim, that's come out of Rishonim, not like that, with the exception of the Ramban, the first part of Brachos, and also Tzeis Ben Tzachim. Okay, that's the second distinction, in fact, the third distinction between the Mitzvah Tzipur and the Mitzvah of Zuchira and Tziyat Mitzrayim. Another distinction, I forgot which one we said already, is that the Mitzvah of Tziyat Mitzrayim has to lead to Shevach. That is to say, Chai Vanu Mirah Zatatlo Kilu Yatu Mitzrayim. And then we say, Shenema, what do we say there? Babu Zerata Shamu Mitzayim Mitzrayim. So, and then after that, the Pika Amal Chayam, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking. The Pika Anan Chayam loves the Halel. Zuchira doesn't lead to any Halel, but Sipur has to lead to Halel. The Sipur, what we do is we are an evolutionary, in a sequential kind of fashion, we are re-narrating, or we are retelling the entire story from the Shibud all the way to the Geula, and then ultimately to the fact that we are obligated to say Halel. Because according to the way our Bible understands Pesach night, we are re-experiencing, that's the way the Brisk is like to understand the Rambam, Lashon Rambam is Chayvan Maharo Sassatro Kilo Yotza Ata Mishibut Mitzrayim. Remember that Rambam? A little different than Lashon Mishnah. And Rambam indicates that right now we are re-experiencing the Shibut Mitzrayim, which has explained many halachas on Pesach night, especially with the Halal Tzvei Dinu, according to the Brisk of the Chayvan, Halal Shal Kriya, Halal Shal Shira, etc. But it explains many of those aspects are explained by this fact that there's an inyan of saying Halel. Anyway, so this is also another distinction between the Mitzvah Sipur and the Mitzvah Zuchira. Yeah, the one who really spells it out is both in the Maisa Nisan HaGadah, number one. Number two, in the Sefer Emet Bracha by Rafa Maranzik. You have that Sefer?
I
do. Yeah, I acquired that Sefer. You have that Sefer?
I do.
He wrote several songs, but the one that you should acquire is Emet Bracha. So he was nifted, it was in the Talmud Gustav. He was lived to the age of 36 years old. But he was a big Ili, and he quotes a lot of Torah from this Gaur, from Rav Chaim. And there he has a whole Shibu Torah, and this distinction is Tzibu Yitzchir. Plus, it's also in the Agada of Rav Chal Reshi, that was published by Rav Yitzchir Lusin Kvein Shlita. And so you can look there in that blue Agada.
Chapter. Sikos Agrit.
Yeah, Siach Agrit. You have that Agada?
I haven't been able to find it for 2 years.
Well, you can't be Jewish without that Agada. You can't have a Pesach Seder without that Agada. How have you been doing this? It's quite difficult. That Agada is chock full of Torah for Rav Soloveitchik. Why don't you publish it? I don't understand what these people. Maybe let's have a look at thing tonight.
Yeah.
Tell him to get you a copy of it.
I asked him once. And I don't know.
And what did he say?
He didn't give it. He didn't get it.
Tell him to, you must have it. Demand it from him. And ask him why his son has not republished it. Yes, you can ask him also. You seem to have a lot of, shall we say, conversation with him. But this is also a conversation you should have with him. I also am looking for it. Not that I don't have a copy. I do have a copy. But I don't have enough copies. That's the problem. I don't have one left. That's a whole lot for dear life. The others I give away for my children. And my son-in-law. One son-in-law doesn't have a copy because I couldn't find a copy 2 years ago. I guess what I give them is from Rav Soloveitchik in order to be, shall we say, Meir Einayim, illuminate their eyes. All right, anyway, it's good to get that. I'd rather have a long Arikos study. Most of it you can see, and you'll find most of it in the Svarim of the Emek Bracha and the Maisa Nisim, and so it's the W. Adua. You know what else you'll see in the Hari Kedem? That is available, Hari Kedem. You know our Hari Kedem, Adam? You're familiar with the Hari Kedem. Mm-hmm. About Shurkin. He has 2 volumes. They put out a second volume again. They added a few small things here and there, what I could see. But do you actually have that saver, Harry Kennedy? You have that saver? You have that?
He's in Rabbi Rath this year.
Okay, so it's very nice to say, but they have a lot of beautiful stuff about the Lord. It's a little bit very nicely. I'm sure they did a very nice job. Okay, next is, after we discuss the question of, maybe I'll just mention one or two more chilukim while I'm at it. Since there are many, many chilukim. I'm sorry?
There are a lot.
Yeah, probably 5 or 6 chilukim that Chaim said over. What's very strange, as I told you a second ago, is that the minyan mitzvah of Rambam only counts Sipur. Very strange. The chilukim kai and kol ha'shana kula, and yet Rambam counts the minyan mitzvah of Rambam that's relevant one night a year. How do you explain that? So Rav Chaim will explain that, the famous Rav Chaim, I've said it over so many times, that for the Rambam family, we have to assume that the Siyat Mitzrayim is included under what mitzvah? This is Kriyashma. Okay, I'm always Mahu Shamayim. That's what Chaim said. It makes a lot of sense to me. I have to like this chat. This is found in the footnote in the Zecha Avi Mori. Look at one of the footnotes on the Kutsu of Kriyashma, but he had there one of the early footnotes. He mentioned this Kasha. And it's my hope to be shown, actually, as you know, how many Pashas are in the Torah. The Rashi Shita is that one Pasha Kriyashma is in the Torah. Amriyano, 2 Pashas Kriyashma in the Torah. And Rambam Shita is that all 3 Pashas Amidaraisa. The problem is that the third Pasha we only say Mishumma Zuchiyah Siyach Mitzrayim. That's the only reason why we mention the third Pasha Kriyashma. That's what Chaim says. The mitzvah Zuchiyah Siyach Mitzrayim is a prat in Kriyashma. It's a chelek, an integral chelek of Kabbalah Mach Shemayim. That's what I heard from the Rav many, many times. And therefore there's no Kabbalah Mach Shemayim without Zuchiyah Siyach Mitzrayim. It makes sense because Zuchiyah Siyach Mitzrayim is such a fundamental tenet, such a fundamental yisod of our emunah. As a matter of fact, if you take a look, that in Rabbi Lady Kuzari, I think he says this Kiddush over there. Okay, at that Rav Chaim did not say. But look at Kuzari, it's Mashma, that he writes, what's the distinction between the famous Kasha that Kuzari actually poses, it's already mentioned by Rishenu as well, Ramban alludes to it, in Perish HaLaterah, why does the Torah begin, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the adverse adibris. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Barati Shamayim Bore. Why do you say Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Tzichim Erat Mitzrayim? That's the Guzari Kasha. The Jews, the Kasha, the Benezer, the Kasha, the Ramban is the Kasha, the Abshadibu is the Kasha, everybody is the Kasha, but no one is the Guzari. He has the same Guzari. So the Guzari writes because essentially Barati Shamayim Bore is universal. That is related to the entire Bria, related to non-Jews and Jews, direct representation. The idea of Bria is a universal idea, one that's relevant to all humanity. Hashem came, Anochi Havaya Lukecha, Asher Tzitzir, Merit Mitzrayim, specifically relates to whom? Relates to Klal Yisrael. And that's why he claims that any intimate relation we have with Hashem is about comes from Yisrael Mitzrayim. That really, the Bria is something which relates to, as I said, that universal application. Hashem came this is after that which relates to Klal Yisrael. Any yedah we have with Hashem is brought comes from Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's why the Hagadol Kavod Mach Shemayim include the Chiyas Mitzrayim. Therefore, the Rambam does not include the Mitzvah of Zechira in the Sefer Mitzvot. It's not included in Kavod Mach Shemayim of the Kriyas Shema. That's what the Chaim said. It could very well be that there's another reason why the Rambam did not include the Mitzvah of Zechias Mitzrayim in the Sefer Mitzvot. Because Rambam is a clown, Sefer Mitzvot, Rambam only counts mitzvot that are what? That are relevant to Lanetzach. That are relevant to Dori Dori. Any mitzvah which is Hayra Shah, Rambam does not count. He has in the Sharashim, he says it very clearly. So if the mitzvah is only of a temporary nature, it's not counted. For example, the mitzvah of Man. Let's use that example. But Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Man. Man is a mitzvah that you're obligated to go ahead and collect. And Rambam doesn't count it. That's only relevant when we were in the Midbar, when we were in our sojourn in the Midbar, then you have the relevance of Ma'an. So it could be that the mitzvah of the Zia, at the time, is also only a mitzvah of the Shah. Because if you look at the Mishnah, and that Machlokes I mentioned, by Zodin Chachamim in the end of the first parak in Brachas, so there's a Machlokes with Zodin Balayla, and also another Machlokes, namely, Kodi Mechayecha, Kodi Ben Zoma, or Abba Kalelo. Kodi Chachamim, Kodi Mechayecha, Lahavi, Limaisa Mashiach. So here we have a Machlokes. Is the ribui related to nighttime, or the ribui related to the mitzvah of the Siyah? Siyah the time, the Lot of Mashiach. Then Zomra argues on this. So we have a double machlokes in the Zen of Chacham. The Mishnah has a double machlokes. So it comes up time and says that we pass him like Ben Zema, that all that the word kol means to it, matzis kol yom teisva. There's a kol yimechanachem. Kol kol tzimav the leilos. So the word kol can not yom tzimav be yom tzimashiach. Means yom tzimav be leilos and not yom tzimashiach. Ain't a chalav. According to the Rambam, Pasuk Ben Zoma. So the mitzvah to tzias yom tzimav is not relevant to yom tzimashiach. Has no relevance to yom tzimashiach. You Pasuk Ben Zoma, and therefore. The Gemara, if you remember, the Gemara had a whole discussion where the Gemara says, across the Pasuk in Yo, Lo Yomer, the no one would say, Chai Hashem, Asher, Yavtonim Mitzvayim, and Chai Hashem, who took it from where? From Golis Bobin, keep it Golis. I discussed that in one of my Shurim and Yom Yo, back tomorrow at the end of the first Pasuk in Brachas. He said, that's the Pasuk in Yo, and now he said that very clearly, and therefore the Gemara says that Tzaras Achronos V'Shachos V'Rishonos. So therefore, whatever the case is, Ben Zomon, that argues on Chachamim a double kind of machlokes, whether it's relevant to the future or not, and therefore it could very well be that the mitzvah of Tzviat Tzim Tzayim is like Ruach Shor, and therefore the Meila doesn't enter Tzayim. This is just a, I think Rav Chaim also said this, but I could be wrong, I didn't hear it from the Rav. But I heard the name Rav Chaim from other Rabbeim of mine. Not that the Rav has a monopoly on Rav Chaim, but basically he does. I mean, he was very didactic, what he said over Rav Chaim, from Ramesha, from his father, from his girl, from his uncle, from granddaddy. Extremely didactic, that's all I said. He knew exactly who said what, and what circumstances were said. Whatever the case is, question is whether this is so or not. Anyway, there is a Lashon HaRambam, as I told you, Chai v'adam nav diru tetatma, but hara tetatma, tibu yota ato, mishibu b'tzvayim. It's as if I left right now. And so that Lashon HaRambam also is a very relevant Rambam. Okay, but anyway, this is a very significant distinction between the Zuchira and Tzipa, the fact that the Rambam counts one, and doesn't count the other. It's another Yadua, a very famous issue, and that's what the Rav Chaim said to answer this particular kasha. There are other chilukim between Tzipor and Zuchira. He has them. If you take a look, maybe you could acquire the Eric Bracha. That's the same as Kedai Gabar. If you have any extra money on you, maybe instead of buying a pizza, one day you'll buy your Eric Bracha. Trust me, it'll be better off.
It's a
Haggadah. And this is the pizza that will last you with Zaras. And that's a what?
Is it a Haggadah?
No, it's in a big brown sefer. He published another sefer called Tzara Zroyim. It's a sefer, he actually was a big mumcha in Zroyim. He learned the Kolo Zroyim, Petah Tikva. Before he was nifty very, very suddenly. And he has a Haskam of Bislav in his firm. Which is no simple matter. Imagine you don't see any Haskam of Bislav in any sefer, anyway. I mean, it's a, what they call it, you have a saint that has that kind of this law, hold on to it, because it will be worth millions of dollars. He wrote very, very few Askamas. I have also Askamas about Salvation I collect, that's part of it. Trust me, there are very few. This is don't give Askamas too quickly and too readily. But Shatayim's thing, there are already thousands of Spartan have Askamas. But the Mishnahs are more Kashuach by giving Askamas, not so quick. Anyway, it's Kedai Gabar, that's fine. You asked about the Tzara Zroyim. They put out a third sefer, actually, that has Kedushim and Shas from Pomeranchik, that's all. But that sefer is much less published posthumously after his death, and recently it was published, the last 5-6 years. More important than the sefer, Emek Racha, that's really a beautiful, beautiful sefer, and Kedai Gabar. Okay, on the night of the Seder, as you know, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah tomorrow, and I will just read here just one little piece. In Zion, it says, Mosin lo kosheni, uti yishisha ba tinokos lo mishotin kosheni kala masuda, report, yimei chochem vei rab melamda, yimei lo ben, ishta shoalta, vimlad usho vizatno, tamilich hacham shom zeh zeh, ma nishtani. Okay, maybe I'm going to stop here. We're going to have to... Okay, I'll stop here. We'll discuss the Achil of Matzah tomorrow, and then, okay. How was the Tzvat? Yav Tzvat, the Tzvat Asuya. How was it?
I need to have an emergency glass to break to open up a rope high on there.
You need a...
Another break here for emergency?
Mm-hmm.
I need a rope high like that.
That's, I read there also that 2 years ago when I went to Europe, they went to this cabin of this Hasidic Shah, what's his name?
Nomadimah.
So there I was there to say a shir on a piece of Torah with this girl. But according to Rabbi Nissel, for an hour and a half, in order to do the proper tikkun, they would push a ball of wild over there. You can't understand exactly what it was all about.
It's
not good for my Mishama. What?
Morty Zeller.
Well, he was there this guy.
He's a tour guide.
I have not met him yet. Morty Zeller, right? It's better I don't meet him. Otherwise, it would not be a helpful thing. Reichman told me. Because he, Yael Reichman, was very moderate. But he says, I would have been with Potsets on the spot. And he says, because I'm older, so then what could this guy have done? It would have been a fight to the finish, he thought. I don't think so. That was it? What did he talk about?
He told some interesting stories.
About what?
Well, what is, what was it?
He pulled out a devil doll.
What?
He pulled out a puppet of the devil in one of them.
Brother Satan.
Puppet of the devil?
Yes.
Brother Satan.
Who?
Brother Satan.
Brother
Satan.
Satan?
Yeah. You know the story of Joseph Del Reno? Do you know that story?
I don't know these stories.
Some Hasidic Sharevi once trapped him.
Trapped a son?
Yeah.
Or the devil, whatever.
Both devils.
Brother Satan.
Both devils, okay. And
but then offered them incense accidentally.
What's that?
He offered them incense accidentally, apparently.
He offered them incense?
Accidentally.
Oh, so yeah.
Turned up.
And?
And then he blew fire on it, and there was a carbon. And then he speaks, and he turned the rabbi into a dog. And the rabbi.
All right.